Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I had the great pleasure, with the help of Congressman Tom Reynolds, to have Governor Pataki on this program about seven times when he first ran for governor. So we're happy to have Governor George Pataki with us. And also, we're honored to have the owner of WABC Radio here, John Katsimatidis, with his lovely wife, Margot, in the studio, the first lady of WABC. And we're going to talk about state and national politics, a little information. Governor George Pataki was governor, 53rd governor of New York from 95 to 2006. He was succeeded by Elliot Spitzer, who sort of went down in flames. He was a member of the New York State Senate. And today he was with the lady who sat next to him, Senator Mary Lou Rath, in the state Senate. A little bit about John Katsimatidis, who's here with his lovely wife, Margot. He was educated at New York University. He was a businessman, political candidate, owner of Gristiti's Foods, WABC Radio, the Quickfill gas station chain, Red Apple Group, United Refining Company. First, we'll start out with the governor. Your legacy, three terms, the last Republican governor in the state of New York. What were your key marks of your success as governor?
Well, Brian, first of all, thank you for having me on and for being back here. As you said, I was on, it seemed like every other day when I was running for governor the first time.
Reynolds made sure.
Yeah, and it's nice to be back. You know, I never look at legacy things because I'm still looking at the future. But I'll tell you, I'm proud of where the state was when I left. We were the safest big state in America and the third safest state. We had the lowest tax burden of any state in America. We had multiple billions in reserves. We were in the process of rebuilding ground zero after the horrible attacks of September 11th. And if people go down to lower Manhattan now and see what we've done, I'm extremely proud of that. We also preserved over 1 million acres of open space, and there are just so many things. But I'll tell you, what's nice is to come back to Buffalo and to see what's happened with the medical corridor, which I really thought had the opportunity to help tremendously, to see how well Roswell Park is doing, to see what's happening at the Richardson, with the Richardson buildings at the old Psych Center, and the inner harbor and the end of the canal, which we rewatered when I was governor. So it's just great to be back here. I've always enjoyed Buffalo, and when we're done, Brian, I'm going to go get a beef on a weck. It's been too long since I had one. From Charlie the Butcher. I would have thought he would have passed on long before I came back out here, but I guess he's still going strong.
Ago. Yeah. Oh, big business, big business. John Katsimatidis, I have the book in front of me, which is selling like hotcakes. How far do you want to go? Lessons from a common sense billionaire, John Katsimatidis. Rags to riches story. Margot helped you make this tremendous success. Let's talk about going from very humble location in a one-room apartment in Harlem to now with 11,000 employees and owning WABC Radio. Let's talk about the success.
Well, it was five rooms in Harlem and 135th Street by City College, and we were only paying $48 a month rent, so it was a good deal. And I never forgot where I came from, and now I'm the chairman of Police Athletic League, and I go back to Harlem, and I try to take care of those kids and teach them that, and tell them, I came from Harlem. I made it. You can make it too. And look, we can't save all the kids, but if we could save 10 of them, 20 of them, 30 of them, 40 of them, as many as we can, we're looking to make a difference in those kids' lives.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about curing New York State. Governor, you spoke at the Buffalo Club, the Buffalo News, the ABC TV affiliate, about the problems of New York State with crime, people leaving, overtaxation. How are we going to cure New York State, Governor George Pataki?
Well, I think we just need to send more sensible people to Albany. It's that simple. Extremists can't govern. Whether they're extremists from my party in the Republican Party or from the Democratic Party, they just can't govern. And right now in Albany, we have a state senate and a state assembly that are dominated not just by Democrats, but by left-wing so-called progressive Democrats. And they're not progressive at all. They're doing the same things that were tried before I became governor. No bail for felons. Failure to prosecute many cases by district attorneys. Lightening of sentences dramatically. And we're seeing crime in every corner of this state that we didn't see before. And that's something that is predictable when you loosen the criminal justice system the way they have and when you put in very partisan left-wing district attorneys and judges. We have to change the economic climate. Spending has gone through the roof since I left as governor. And New York State has to balance a budget. And you do it how? By raising taxes. And I have so many people I know who have left this state because the tax burden is too high. The regulatory burden is too high. Things like the unemployment costs and workers' comp costs are things that no one thinks about. But if you're a small business person, that could be the difference between staying in business or not. So the solutions are there. What we did when I became governor was undo the policies that essentially are the policies they put back in Albany today. And we went from being the most dangerous state in America to the third safest and the largest, safest large state in America. We were number one in the country in cutting taxes. And we had economic growth and jobs. And we also had the largest financial reserve the state had ever had when I left office. So the solutions are there. The political leadership willing to make those solutions is not there. When things are going wrong, the answer is very simple. You have to change the people who are there to have a chance at a better future.
John Katsimatidis, you talk about common sense. Your book, the subtitle is Lessons from a Common Sense Billionaire, Self-Made, From Rags to Riches. Let's talk about common sense in politics today. You're very critical that many of our elected officials have no common sense. What can we do about this?
Well, I think we have to get people elected that have loyalty to our cities, our state, and our country versus loyalty to a particular party, whether it's a Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I have repeatedly said that extremism in any direction is not good for our country. The extremists on the right try to hurt the Republican Party and the image. The extremists on the left have definitely taken control of the Democratic Party and is taking our country down the wrong direction because what they're doing is attacking the common sense Democrats. There are a lot of common sense Democrats, but the extreme left wing is attacking them every day. And guess what? They're afraid of using their common sense. And that is a problem in our country. And that's why when I advise Democrats, when I advise Republicans, I say that common sense on both sides should work together to avoid extremism on either side.
I think, Brian, one of the things that John just said that's very important is that it seems the extremists have taken control of the Democratic Party. And when you look at open borders, when you look at defund the police, when you look at things like showing a desire to cut back the military when we're in the most dangerous times, I think, since World War II, geopolitically. It just shows that the Democratic Party is being led by people who aren't common sense people. They aren't towards the middle. They are on the far left. And that, to me, gives the Republicans, I don't mean to be partisan, but a tremendous opportunity to run to the middle and pick up additional votes that would allow the change that this country needs.
Very good. Common sense thinking from two very successful people, a former governor and the owner of WABC Radio. So we're learning a great deal from
Brian,
George.
You're going to get mad at me. I'm going to interrupt again.
Please do.
Make the case.
You're my old boss. You can interrupt me anytime you want.
He just doesn't own WABC Radio. He took a failing station, and WABC Radio today is the number one rated AM station in the country. And that's a tribute to the type of leadership that John Catsimatidis has shown in so many ways.
He breaks the mold.
Yes.
Yes. We're learning a great deal from our guest today. That was a nice tribute to John Catsimatidis. We're glad his wife is here to hear that. I'd like to thank Rob Cole for helping set up this visit. I'd like to thank the past guests we've had, and we've received a lot of calls. Donnie Kerr, a Manhattan musician, Pastor Evan Jones from Haiti, and Mark Lauder with American First in Washington, D.C. Coming up, we're going to have Jeffrey Dillenschneider from Connecticut on this program talking about kindness. Why it's so important to be civil in America, and D.A. Dunford, a realism painter from Muskoka, Ontario. A little blurb here, and the governor is familiar with this because he was three or four times before their editorial board, and they endorsed him, the Ampol Legal newspaper. West New Yorkers love the traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegman stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. You have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And again, Governor Pataki led the Pulaski parade seven times with the Polish-American Festival.
You know, Brian, I remember interviewing with the Ampol Legal, and I just really enjoyed it. Great people committed to the community and committed to being up to date on what was happening, not just here in Western New York, but around the world. And it was just tremendous to have that opportunity. And, you know, you mentioned I marched in the Pulaski Day parade seven times. Trying to think of why I didn't march the other times. I'm mad at myself. But it was always a great experience. I loved it. I know my wife Libby marched a couple of times when I couldn't, and she had that same response. So it's just great to be back here.
And John Catsimatidis' daughter marched in the parade a couple of times, A.J. Catsimatidis, who's the Republican chairman. And our first lady of WABC Radio is Polish. Margo, who's with us in the studio today. A little bit more background information about the governor. He was previously in the state assembly and also mayor of Peekskill, New York, and we have had his daughter on this program and son, Owen Pataki and Allison. Allison has a bestseller out now on Marjorie Merriweather Post, and it's very good. And I'm going to ask the governor to autograph my copy later. And again, John Catsimatidis' book is available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble. How far do you want to go?
And if you want to get an autographed copy, go to WABCRadio.com and go to the bookstore, and I promise I will autograph it and send it to you.
Very good.
Brian, I read the book, and you know, I didn't know what to expect, but it was absolutely fascinating. Just an incredible story of someone, an immigrant to America, coming with nothing and living the American dream, and it's a great, great read for everyone.
He took a lot of risks, but your daughter is a prolific writer, too. I think she's written about 10 books, so just marvelous. Let's talk about curing America. You talked about New York State Governor, and John Catsimatidis spoke before the editorial board with the governor about curing this country. And one thing you talked about is the Republican Party reaching out to minorities. Let's talk about this topic.
Yeah, I think there's a tremendous opportunity for Republicans. Too often, Republicans have failed to campaign, particularly in African-American communities, and the Democrats have just taken the vote, the block vote, over 90% for granted and failed to deliver. And one of the things I tried to do as governor was to make sure I reached out to every community, not just because politically it was a good thing, but because I wanted to be a governor for all the people. And when I remember speaking in Harlem a number of times, and, you know, the people there want the same thing everybody wants. You want safe streets. And when you have weak criminal justice policies like we do in New York now, it's not the person on Fifth Avenue with a doorman and a driver who is a victim of crime. It's the people living in low-income neighborhoods. It's the person taking the subway home from work at midnight. So I found that when you communicate in those communities, their desire is the same as in every community in this state. So I think it's important. I think the opportunity is there. I think I think people across the political spectrum understand that this presidency is really a failed presidency, and they're willing to give Republicans a look because of that.
Well, John, let's talk about growing the conservative Republican brands by reaching out to other people.
I think you've got to grow the common sense brand. You have a lot of common sense Republicans. You have a lot of common sense Democrats. I think they have to work together and avoid this kind of conflict that's happening in our country. Look, I am when I ran for mayor of the city of New York, I ran as a Republican. I ran as a common sense Republican. I ran also in New York because the Democratic Party will not vote for a Republican in New York. I also took the Liberal Party ticket, and so I ran as a Republican liberal. And Republicans in Staten Island said to me, "How come you're a liberal?" I said, "Because I like to help the kids of the inner city. I believe in a great economy. I believe in pro-business. But I also believe that America has to help their poor, and I believe they have to help their vets. So it's all about helping being an American and helping all people, and that's why I ran as a Republican liberal."
Very good. Let's talk about Curing America. Both of you have been rather critical of the current administration in Washington, screwing up with inflation, high prices, high oil and gas prices. Let's talk about Curing America.
Well, yeah, you hit it on the head with inflation. That is something that is just harming every American family. And overall, inflation since Biden took office is up over 20%. And for things like food and gasoline, it's even higher. And that is just really destructive of the quality of life of so many Americans. And it didn't just happen. It happened because it's a law of supply and demand. First of all, he has borrowed trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that have allowed the government to spend beyond its means and create this false demand. And then on the other side, and John can talk about it better than me, he has shut down the supply in so many areas, particularly in natural gas and oil and things like that, so that you have reduction of what should be the supply, increase of borrowing by trillions of dollars, and the result is inflation that is hurting every single American family. And, of course, the open border along the border with Mexico is a catastrophe. It is a catastrophe for this country. Over 10 million people. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they came from. We know that hundreds of them are on the terrorism watch list. I was governor of New York on September 11th. I fear we are going to have more terrorist attacks as a consequence of those who Biden has let come through our wide open border. So shut the border. Stop the trillions of dollars of deficits. Unleash the regulatory climate so the American private sector can produce what we need to produce. Rebuild our military in these very dangerous times. These are all things that can be done, must be done, but Joe Biden's not going to do it.
John, Curing America. You talk a lot about energy. You talk a lot about inflation. What are the problems? How are we going to deal with them? John Katsimatidis.
Well, there's a lot of problems in America. There's a lot of problems in our cities. First of all, this open borders is horrible. All these people tens of millions of people are coming in, and we don't know who's coming and going. We don't know how many of those people are good people that love America, they want to work hard, and how many of them are terrorists, and how many of them are people that the government of, like Venezuela, has thrown out of jails and tell them, go to America. And the other thing is places like Venezuela and other countries, they've emptied out their hospitals and say, go to New York, they have a cure for you. So we have a serious problem. We can't open our borders to the whole world. There's 8 billion people in the world. We can't handle it. I'm saying America first. We want to help other people? Yes, we want to help other people. Let them stay where they are. Let's send them aid. Let's send them food. But I think the American presidents, the American governors, the American mayors have a responsibility to take care of the American poor and take care of the American vets that are homeless in the streets before they start helping Africa, Central America, and South America. Enough is enough.
You sound like Howard Beale in the movie Network. We're learning a great deal from very popular 53rd Governor of New York, George Pataki, and also John Katsimatidis, the owner of United Refining Company and 400 quick-fill gas stations. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Washington, D.C., or Montreal, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we're honored to have back on this program George Pataki. Has been on this program 7 times, and John Katsimatidis has probably been on here 5 times, so we have to have him play a little catch-up to get up to 7.
You have a song for us?
Okay. Illegals.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the fun.
All right. Illegals. Right now, they say that 200,000 illegals are in New York City, costing New York State taxpayers $2.4 billion. What are we going to do about these illegals who shouldn't be here?
Governor?
They shouldn't be here, and I think the Biden administration should pay for it. You know, if they're going to be the ones who allow open borders and allow people to come across the country, sticking the price tag on the local governments or the state governments is wrong. And if I were governor, I would sue Biden. I would sue him not just for the money, but for the other things like the quality of life issues, the crime issues, the need for additional police and protection. And the idea that he can just impose this burden on communities across the country and walk away from it is outrageous. And you have to close the border. But to the extent people are here who are being cared for, it should be Biden and the federal government and not the state of New York.
Well, what we also should do, we have maybe 10 million people that are here because they're migrants and they cross the borders. And I agree that we should do something about it. And I agree with President Trump, we should do something about it. But I disagree with him about you can't push out 10 million. But let's start from the beginning. Any migrant that has created a crime or has been a criminal or created anything, make sure all the criminals that are migrants are deported first ASAP. Let our NYPD, let our police departments, our state troopers, our law enforcement work with ICE, where they were forbidden to work with the ICE units, which is the immigration units. And if they're a criminal, get them out of the country. Why are we keeping criminals? Enough is enough. Get rid of the criminals first.
We're learning a great deal. We have a few minutes left on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Let's do a report card on Joseph Biden as president. What grade would Governor Pataki and WABC radio owner John Katsimatidis give him?
Governor?
You go first this time.
I would say D-.
That's pretty bad.
Because he has made so many mistakes. He's made mistakes in migrants. We got fentanyl killing our American people. He's got foreign money coming in here affecting our universities. It made a lot of very bad decisions on energy. He has made the poor people of America poorer by doubling the price of gasoline. He has made the poor people poorer by increasing grocery prices by 30-40%. He has made middle class, made them feel worse, because you can't go out and buy a home unless you pay 7% interest right now. Enough is enough. Okay? Let's bring down the price of oil. Let's bring down the price of food. Let's bring down the price of interest rates. And what did President Trump say? You know how you bring it down? Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, he said
okay?
it many times.
You're not going to have a bunch of windmills and a bunch of solar cells going to replace the energy system of our country. If anybody that thinks that, I'll sell them the Brooklyn Bridge at a good price.
Governor Pataki, rate Joe Biden. What does he get on the report?
Well, Governor? John gave him a D-, and I think that's pretty accurate. You know, you touched on a number of the things that he's done poorly, but I just add one, and that is weaponizing the Justice Department, using partisan prosecutors in the Justice Department to go after Republicans, and using partisan judges to go after Republicans, I think, is just another horrible example of the government being too big, too powerful, and too out of touch with the American people. I think the trial in Manhattan from a judge who had donated to Biden and whose daughter was making a fortune raising funds for Biden, by a prosecutor who said he was going to get Trump and who refuses to uphold the law in so many areas, I think is just a classic example of big government trying to silence the opposition in an unfair way by using the judiciary system. And this alone is a reason why I think Biden should not have a positive grade, but there are so many others.
Sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from former Governor George Pataki, who's been on the show 7 times, and John Katsimatidis, who has been on the show 5 times, the owner of WABC Radio, here with his lovely wife, Margo. Thank you to Rob Cole for setting up this interview. Honored to have also Jillian Nelson with us. And thank you to Kevin Carr, our director of production, for the past 15 years. Two great patriots who love this country. Thank you, Governor George Pataki, and WABC Radio owner John Katsimatidis. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.